And what happens to the beautiful Braja Gopis when they see the all-attractive, gorgeous, handsome form of Shyamasundara and hear his flute? Those attractive Braja Gopis, their waists marked with three lines, Tribali, eagerly come to serve Krishna. The gopis sway with the weight of their broad, heavy hips, and their heads bow down beneath the piles of their abundant, jet-black hair. The desire trees of the gopis' bodies, drenched with the nectar of Shyam's flute, sprout goosebumps like flowers blooming on a vine. The ocean of prema in the gopis' hearts swells and expands under the influence of Nandanandan's moonbeam smile. The splashing water from those high waves of prema appears as drops of perspiration on the bodies of the gopis as they rush out to meet their beloved Shyamasundara. From the long bow of his enchanting eyebrows, Shyam shoots sharp glances. The shower of Shyam's deadly arrows of love breaks the vulnerable points in the composure of the gopis. Disturbed but unsubmitting, the gopis try their best to suppress the painful trembling afflicting their bodies. The gopis are most eager to drink the nectar of Krishna's incomparable form, and we should also be similarly eager. So glancing furtively at Shyam with half-closed, bashful eyes, the gopis float in the waves of prema. Swarms of excited bees have surrounded the gopis. They are eager to drink the honey dripping from the flowers falling from the gopis' loosened tresses. The frenzied gopis, their waist bells jingling from their forceful trembling, manage to whisper some tender, sweet words. The heavy breathing of the gopis loosens their exquisite silk dresses to reveal parts of their lustrous bodies. The soft pitter-patter of their hesitant footsteps mixes with the tinkling of their jeweled anklets and echoes in all directions. Their lips quiver, their earrings glitter, and their eyes, rimmed with graceful eyelashes, remain closed out of shyness. The agitation of the gopis' deep breathing darkens their brilliant pink lips, and their delicate artistic hands that are holding various presentations to give to their romantic lover, whom they constantly attend. Shyam Rai, the unlimited reservoir of ecstatic pleasure, is decorated with a garland of fully blossomed blue lotuses in the form of the gopis' restless blue lotus eyes, which fix themselves on Shyam's charming form. Those eyes, like a garland of love-hungry bees, madly drink the liquid honey of Shyam's fabulous face. This ends the entry of the Prajagopis, seeing Krishna's beauty.